Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it's for Our Lads Draft Services. Dan Shonka talks NFL draft with us inside of a week away. Dan, appreciate the time. The Packers at 12-30. First, we'll focus on 12. Does it feel more like an offensive line situation there? Or there's plenty of defensive linemen that could be there as well, but it feels like a big boy is going to be on the radar, the Green Bay Packers there inside the top 15.
Well, I understood that the Packer fans would give up all their cheese, beer, and brat stock to get a guy like Devin White. Am I wrong?
Yes, we would. Yes, 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 we would.
He probably, I mean, unfortunately, though, he probably won't be there. That's the sticky wicket, Or, hey, how about the one of those Hawkeye tight ends? Now, there's
no,
a couple there that...
Not at 12. No, no, I don't want him at 12, Dan. No, at 30? Dan, at 30, I'm with you, buddy. I'm not doing that at 12, man. Uh-uh.
I hope Aaron Rodgers is not listening.
I don't care if he is. Don't matter. It don't matter.
Okay, so now who do you want, Sparky?
Look, I'll take, like you said, I'll take White. I'll even take Bush, the other inside linebacker, at 12 either. I'll consider that. I'll consider a pass-rushing linebacker, a defensive lineman. I'll do that. I'll even listen to Leroy Butler, who's not here yet, and take one of his goofy offensive linemen if he wants at 12. We can do that too. But this is my thing. Because they're bringing in quarterbacks up there, right? Up in Green Bay, and people are starting to freak out a little bit, like, oh my God, don't take a quarterback at 12. But of those top four guys in this draft right now, one or two guys you see possibly sliding down to around Green Bay at 30?
Possibly. Yeah, possibly. Yeah. It all depends on how many quarterbacks that these teams. How many second tier or backup quarterbacks are going to be drafted in the first round? And the Packers are jumping up and down and saying, hey, we want all those quarterbacks to go because somebody's going to fall good to them if that happens.
Well, that's just it. Of those quarterbacks, how do you have them ranked on your board right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, Haskins is our top guy, okay? He's got to go to the right spot now, but Murray is second, but he's truly a system quarterback, and every quarterback's not a system quarterback, although most of them are, but Murray's got to go, to the right system for him to succeed. And then we got Finley from North Carolina State, who is super accurate, and he's not, quote, sexy, and he's not out, running his mouth and all that stuff, telling everybody how good he is and all that. All he does is do the job, and he's accurate and makes great decisions. And then we got Jones at number four from Duke, and then Locke is five, and we got Finley, Jones, and Locke all in the second round.
Because Drew Locke's the one that most recently made news going up here visiting with Green Bay. Dan, when you look at the rest of those quarterbacks, when you bring up Finley in that second round, do you believe he'd be one of those guys, though, if he comes into that second round, that 44 spot for the Packers, would be more likely to get in where he fits in with Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I do, because he's a guy that I've studied him for a long time, and the guy's accuracy, decision-making, he's very smart. And if you don't have accuracy, you don't have good decision-making, you can't succeed in the NFL as a quarterback. And people don't seem to get that message, and you have all these guys get drafted, and every year you see guys just fall by the wayside. Bart Bortles going to the third pick in the draft. Hey, he was the same way. He wasn't ready to go and all that, and he gets taken. So, I mean, it's on and on and on every year, but there's going to be three quarterbacks or four like that in this draft that same thing's going to happen to them.
Okay, so now let's go back up to 12, where the Packers are currently sitting. So at 12, give me your top three guys, maybe an offensive lineman, a pass rusher, whatever, that if you're Green Bay, you think all three guys could be there for the take.
Well, let's see. I think that, one of those linemen, I think Dillard can be there from Washington State. I think Juwan Taylor could be there from Florida. And at 30, you look at McGarry down there, and 30, and same with Little. I think Little might be available at 32. But I don't know if Williams from Jonah Williams from Alabama will be there or not at 12. But if he is, he'd be a heck of a – you talk about a guy who could play every position. He'd be a great pick for a lot of teams at, 12, 5th, 13, 14, anywhere in that middle, because – he's, like I said, if he doesn't somehow make it at tackle, see, we worry a little bit about his lower body thickness and everything, to be able to anchor, but he's got really good feet and he can move people out. His arms are a little bit short, but he's a very good technician. But we think he could be an all-pro guard or even center. Okay, tackle, I think he'd be a good, usable, serviceable tackle. So you're getting a 5-for-1 guy if you draft him at 12.
All right, let's continue on talking with Dan Shanka, our guy from Our Lads Draft Service. We've had him on for years here on The Fan. Always turn to him come draft time. Okay, Dan, so let's look at it from a different position. Let's look at it from a pass rushing position. There's some reports out there that Sweat may be coming off of draft boards because of a possible heart condition. What are you hearing there, and would he be a consideration for you at 12?
I don't think so, because he's got more than a heart condition. The heart condition, I think, is – he has the same thing that Maurice Hurst had. That's my understanding.
Okay.
And Hurst ended up, doing fine out of Oakland. But, he's got, he got run out of Michigan State for a problem that he had there, not passing certain tests that you got to pass. And then, so he's got some problems there at Mississippi State, too. And I think that might be the other thing that's going to knock him down. I don't know if he'll end up going to second round. I don't know if he's a Gregory-type guy from Dallas. If it's that far along, but he's going to fall. And when he does, you'll know why. It's not only just that heart thing. So he won't be there, but Pharrell from Clemson would be.
Mm-hmm. Dan, those Clemson guys, those three dudes on that defensive line, which one of those do you think is the most intriguing pro prospect to you? Farrell, Wilkins, and Lawrence.
God, I tell you what, they're all for a different scheme. You got a great nose tackle, there. And then you also got a tremendous all-around defensive end. And Wilkins is, the tackle and the defensive end. He can play anywhere. And even at nose tackle, in a certain scheme, he could be a cocked nose tackle. So, I think that – and then Pharrell, he's a tremendous hard-working blue-collar defensive end that all he does is he's relentless and he wears you out. So depending on what scheme they're going to, what team, I like all three of them, I think a lot of, one of them might be there. I don't know, but maybe Lawrence could possibly be there at 30 because of the quarterbacks and stuff, mm-hmm. Get taken. But I don't think Wilkins will. I don't think Pharrell will.
What about Simmons, who everybody has New England taking at 30, a defensive lineman coming off a major injury, also has some questions off the field in his past. Would you gamble on him at 30, big defensive lineman?
Right. For what I know right now, I would. Normally, I would say no, but, he's been, remorseful for, 3 years. He hasn't had any problems. And all he does is work hard on the field, and he works hard in the weight room and all that. So, yes, I would take a shot at him at 30. But I'm beginning to wonder if he'll even be there. I think that some other teams are going to look at it the same way and say, hey, we're going to put him on PUP after we draft him in come fall. He'll be able to play toward the end of the fall a little bit. In a year from now, he'll be ready to go 100%. So it might be a steal at 30.
Let's talk about second round pick now, beginning of the second round where the Packers are picking there. I think a lot of people want to see him take a safety at 30 or at the beginning of the second round. They already got Amos from the Bears. Who do you like pairing with Amos at the safety position?
Well, I'll tell you a guy I really like, and I don't think a lot of folks talk about him, but is Thornhill from Virginia. This is a safety with corner skills. He's a tremendous athlete. He's very productive on the field. I mean, that's what you want, a guy that's great on the field, and then it matches up with, his workout stuff. So Juan Thornhill from Virginia is a guy that I think would be a great matchup there. Gardner Johnson, possibly, from Florida, University of Florida. And depending on how he's used, Hooker from Iowa, he's moved right. The hybrid safety is what he's going to end up being, a linebacker, safety guy that you can move around as a puzzle piece. And then Abram from Mississippi State is another one that, it's just kind of depends on your defensive scheme and how you want to use these guys and how they're going to fit. That's the way they're going to come off the board. Abram might be the first, even over Thornhill. Ben Thornhill might be up there, and then Hooker, and then Gardner Johnson. So they've all got some really good athletic ability and productivity in their careers.
Tom and Dan Shank of Our Lads Draft Service. All right, call your shot. 12-30. Who do the Packers take?
Well, I'll tell you, is Bush or White there? I'll make it easy on me.
I think Bush is there for sure, don't you?
I think Bush is there for sure.
I don't know. I don't know. But if he is, boy, I'll tell you, I would take Bush for the Packers. I'd stick him right in there. At 30, if Simmons is there and he's okay with all the Packers, I would go between him and Lawrence, boy, I'll tell you what, I think he can do more, Simmons, so I'd go with Simmons.
Simmons would have been what, a top five, top 10 pick had he not gotten hurt?
10.
Top 10.
10 to 12. I mean, just, all depends on all the quarterbacks. But, yeah, he'd be right up in there.
It's a great value at 30, then.
Also depends on all those big Iowa tight ends. Sparky's going to be so upset if they grab one of those Hawkeye
tight ends.
At
30, I don't care. I don't care at 30. if Hawkinson falls to 30, I'm fine. Just not at 12.
No, Sparky, I understand. No, really, you're correct. But I see Hawkinson going 7 and 6. That's crazy.
Yep,
that's crazy talk. But hey, boy, he'd jump all over him at 30 in a minute.
Yeah, you could get him at 30. That'd be one of the steals of the draft. Dan, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Dan Shanka, Our Lads Draft Services. Man, is there anyone better in the business? Just awesome.
He's so fun to talk to.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Dan joined us looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.